Sepsis, or the infection causing sepsis, starts before a patient goes to the hospital in nearly 87% of cases. Sepsis is a medical emergency. If you or your loved one has an infection that's not getting better or is getting worse, act fast. Get medical care immediately. Ask your healthcare professional, could this infection be leading to sepsis? And if you should go to the emergency room. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. Kevin, how you doing? You having fun with this game? Are you having fun torturing us every week? Are you having fun just wearing us down with one disaster after another?
Well, since you put it that way, yes. Yes, I am having a lot of fun.
All right, then let's see what you got for us this time.
On Critical Hit!
Well, first we should do a quick recap of what happened last time.
On Critical Hit.
On Critical Hit!
Perfectly in sync. Nailed it. We have all the professionalism of other shows named Critical Something. Anyway.
Just as much vocal talent.
Previously.
On Critical Hit!
Oh.
You were in the R&D cube on Arshalin in, you know, Doctor and Scramble's corporate headquarters, working for the Jabubnins, and you were making your way through the jungle that is this R&D cube. You encountered Pinky, the pink psychic Tyrannosaurus thing. And successfully escaped it, only to immediately fall into the mossy clutches of a giant, kind of manta ray-like plant creature, but it's enormous, as it starts to engulf and crush you all, and it had introduced itself. It had said, "Hey guys, I'm Gordo. I'm really sorry, but I'm gonna crush you now. Don't worry, it might take a while. I'm pretty slow. So tell me about yourselves."
Gordo, you don't have to crush us.
Oh,
we might actually be able to help you.
No, I do.
Who told you that you had to?
So real quick, of all of you, you're all grappled except for Skritik, who had dived towards what he had described as if it was a manta ray, where its face might be. It seems like Gordo lacks any sort of traditional face, but you are at the edge, and you know, think of this as a massive blanket that's kind of wrapping around itself, and everyone else is caught up in vines and moss, and they're also kind of at the bottom of this thing. You're at the edge, so it's actually kind of lifting you higher into the air, and you could climb around. It's about to seal on itself, and then you'll just be sealed in with everybody else. So it's your choice whether you want to be in or out.
I think I'll probably do more good out than in, probably.
All right.
We'll find out.
There you go. So you can climb out as the rest of you see the light of the jungle fade, and everything dims, and you're still able to talk, but Skritik has seemed to escape.
Can we move at all?
Yes, but it's really you're all on top of each other, and there's lots of like moss and vines kind of wrapping around you and grasping at you at all times. So,
I was curious if we could
tangled.
I was wondering if we could grab a weapon and fire a hole in the side of Gordo here.
You can certainly attempt it.
Okay. Whenever it's my turn, I will attempt it.
All right. So, someone had asked Gordo a question. What was it?
Who told him he had to crush us?
Okay. So that was the last thing said. Why don't we just go in the initiative order that we had last time?
Uncritical hit.
So, uncritical hit. That would mean Quentin gets to go first.
Quentin would like to see if his onboard rotating knives are functional, which is to say, you know, my knife. But I like, you know, having the thing.
Okay. Sure. So you start slicing away, and the vines, the vines immediately start to regenerate and grow back, and they start growing around your arm, and it's going to start growing into you pretty soon if you don't retract this. It also looks like this thing is literally over a meter deep, so cutting it a little bit with a knife doesn't seem to do anything.
Who named this thing Gordo and not Pete?
Moss. There you go.
Yeah, I better retract my thing then. I don't want Moss, especially with the damage I've already taken. I can't entirely tell the integrity of my sphere.
All right. Amu, what do you do?
See, Amu will start kind of scraping the sides, seeing if they can identify what this thing is, to try and figure out a way to get it to stop crushing us.
Yeah, give me a life science check using your special thing. So it's actually just a nat 20.
Oh, 34.
Okay, so you've actually never encountered this, and you don't know what it is, which means it must be very powerful, although you can tell from your quick diagnosis that you think it has been subjected to that same, some variation of that same DNA resequencing in ailment, or it's not really a disease properly, affliction that the Jabubnan guards you saw were had earlier. So basically, you don't know what this thing is, but it must have been CR 15 plus. You can identify that it is a plant. Like it is not like a thing, you know, wearing a plant suit. It is that the creature is all around you, and it seems to have plant control as some sort of innate ability. Like it seems to be able to call like vines and leaves from around the area to aid itself.
Try and relay that to the others.
Oh, and it clearly regenerates
while taking samples.
Okay. So Gordo will respond first while Quentin buzzsaws, like, that tickles. But no, Mr. Blue told me. It's my job.
Who's Mr. Blue?
Well, I'm the only one who calls him Mr. Blue. He has a name, but I always forget. He keeps track of things for me because I can't remember things anymore. And I know that I have a job, and it's to sit here and that would get to Mr. Blue. So that's what you were doing, because that's what everybody does who gets to me, and so now I have to crush you.
I don't even know who Mr. Blue is, so we're not trying to get to him.
Crush, and it will attempt to smother, let's say, Quentin, because Quentin tried to deal damage to it. It's Quentin.
You can't smother Quentin.
What is your KAC there, buddy?
712.
No. Paul.
Hang on, I'm looking. 19.
Okay. So you're going to take 15 damage.
Okay.
And it has wrapped you up with, it's covered you with way more vines and moss. And... now, whenever you can speak, but you have to be really careful about letting the moss, like you speak, but you have to guard yourself because it's basically squeezing you and going to smother and suffocate you.
Well, that does bring up an important question of, you know, healing and dying, which we haven't run into. Because
what's your hit point total?
6.
Well, no, it doesn't bring up dying, not yet. Jeez.
But, you know, it does bring up the question of, do I have a way to regenerate some hit points?
You have without, any, like, you know, well, so you not on not well, it's not your turn, basically, but you know, you certainly everyone else can see. Oh, and for what it's worth, I guess the smothering and suffocation doesn't really apply to you because you're an android and can hold your breath
right. Indefinitely.
But everyone else can see it trying to go for all the openings in Quentin's face, which there are suddenly a lot more of them after it starts to crack and the seams start bursting from the pressure being put on him by these vines.
This is very bad.
Gordo, Amu, real quick, since you're observing this and you're kind of assessing this, you think it would be totally plausible for him to have done this to all of you immediately. He doesn't need to wait and do it one at a time.
Crush us all immediately?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
So anyway, he had just said, crush, and then Bangi, what do you do?
Maybe we could work something out. You know, doesn't seem like... I've had bosses before that have told me all sorts of things that I had to do. And I sometimes didn't listen to them, because that was the better thing to do. Is Mr. Blue... Huh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like Mr. Blue paying you to crush people?
What would he pay me with?
I don't know, what do you like? So the answer to that is no, clearly.
Yeah, I'm not good with credits, because there's nothing I could buy here, because I'm in this whatever this is, this cube, Mr. Blue calls it. But I like where you're thinking. Thanks for looking out for me.
Yeah, no problem. Everyone's got to look out for each other.
You can make a bluff or diplomacy check.
Oh god, I'm terrible at both of those. yeah, either one, I don't have any skill ranks in, so it's going to be a good old d20 with a charisma penalty.
Oh no.
9. Ooh.
Nope, I don't need pay. My job is my own pay. Crush, crush, crush. That's what Gordo does.
Bob, what do you do?
I am going to try to loosen my plasma rifle and fire a low, slow burn at the things that are engulfing Quentin.
Okay. You are, I'm going to say, off target, because you're using a long arm and it's cramped quarters in here. So that's going to give you a -2 penalty. But other than that, go ahead and make your attack roll.
26.
Well, that is excellent. Everyone feels the plasma rifle just light up, and Quentin, the flames and the liquid plasma start licking all over you, but the vine seems strangely resistant to both electricity and fire. So, believe it or not, Gordo takes no damage whatsoever from that attack.
Okay, you suck.
Maybe what you need, Gordo, is a good agent or a good manager. We can work with you on that.
Hey, you just tried to hurt me. I recognize that. Doesn't work, though.
No, it certainly doesn't. You're very tough, Gordo. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Is there someone that I could contact to give you a good recommendation on the hard work you're doing?
Ooh, Mr. Blue.
Yeah. Do you know how to get a hold of him?
Oh, that's right. No. You'll be crushed. So, Skritik, you're on the outside. You can still hear all of this, though it's a bit muffled. We'll say that when it like, kind of imagining, I don't know, a flower that sealed itself back up. At the top, the very tip top, there's like a small opening of, you know, maybe a foot. That's where the tips of the edges don't quite perfectly seal. So you could like, maybe even less than a foot, like 6 inches. You could like lower a rope or something, but no one would be able to fit through it.
Yeah.
And you can tell because you're on the outside, by the way, that, yeah, it's definitely like a solid meter thick all around.
Do I have, does there seem to be anything big nearby I could try to wedge in there?
There's certainly branches from a tree, that, that Pinky knocked over.
Better than nothing. I'll try to like work that in between two petals and try to start wedging open to see if I can't get two people and help.
All right. Why don't you make a survival check?
Oh, okay. 22.
Hey, well, you can find a good branch and then you can start working on that. You have to go, like, you're basically taking your action right now to go and find something that will work for that purpose and then, you know, get back into position. You can also say anything you want to the guys. Again, it'll be slightly muffled, but they'll hear you.
I'll try to get you guys out of there. Hold up in there, or you know, if you can wriggle out, probably a good idea. I'll be back.
Hecubino, what do you do?
Hecubino will say, Vangi, use Amu's shell to push towards that little gap. You two work together. Everyone else fire at will.
Yeah, but it's not really working.
Yeah, because everybody's firing in their own direction.
Vang will say, maybe you should just try talking to it. If you're better at that than me. This thing seems real tough.
Yeah, I'm laying it down. You two start working on that. I'll try and get and reason with it, but if I can't get him to reason, then we gotta blast our way out of here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We don't think blasting our way out of here is going to work.
Do you think pushing you through like a calculus is going to work?
Seems more likely.
Okay, well then do that.
Gordo doesn't seem to be crushing all of us.
What do you mean?
All right, so Hecubino, what do you do? Because you are still being crushed.
Yeah. I will say, since I'm touching Gordo, I will speak inside his mind and be like, ultimate Team Lizard Brain attack impending. If not released soon, in 5. And I'll attempt to scare it into letting us go.
Okay, why don't you make an intimidate check?
Any penalties or anything like that?
No, I think that that's a... I mean, I like that you're mind-linked. That's kind of cool. So I'd say a +2 bonus rather than a penalty.
Okay. 17.
And it says aloud, "Ooh, you can talk like Mr. Blue! Ultimate Team Lizard Brain attack. That sounds scary."
Man, our dice are really not working with us today.
Quentin, back around to you. So Hecubino, it's clearly said something to it telepathically, presumably. And there's, you know, Skritik's trying to pry open the top. You have vines crawling all over you from its last attack. So what do you do now?
So it seemed to be completely immune to the frap gun ray.
Well, from, it's hard to judge immunity versus enough resistance to not take any of damage from that particular attack. But yeah. Yes, Bob shot it with a Red Star plasma rifle, and right. It seemed completely uninjured.
And that plasma rifle is heat and electrical damage?
Fire That's and right. electrical. Yeah,
fire and electrical, yeah.
Which is pretty much all the damage that I do, doodly-doo.
When you next go shopping, you should consider having a diversity of weapon damage types.
I don't even know what the damage types are in Starfinder. Can I get, like, I don't know, cheese damage or soul damage?
I would say plasma is about the closest we get to cheese damage in the system.
Nicely done. What if I tried? Okay, so he's trying to crush me.
Well, I mean, he has successfully crushed you once, so
he's crushing. Okay, so crushing. If we imagine that okay, picture him as a huge clam.
Okay.
Quentin as a pearl.
Okay.
But then imagine that the clam has lips. And Quentin is going to try and wedge himself into a position where, in trying to crush him, Gordo actually spits him out, just rockets him across, out of danger.
I'd say that's an acrobatics check to kind of wiggle yourself in between the vines in such a way that their pressure actually shoots you out.
And I'm going to do this, and it's going to be successful, and I'm not going to get hosed by a roll. And you know why? 27.
Why is that?
27.
All right. Well, you manage to narrowly escape. You don't generate enough force to go much higher than Bob's head level, which is like 6 feet. So you're not high enough unless somebody lifts you to be up by, Skritik, but you did escape from those that set of vines.
Good. So I'm not currently being crushed.
That's right.
Into death. Okay. Is there anything else I can do in my realm?
That took your standard action. So
yeah, you're
pretty much, I mean, you could use a move action if you have them. You do have a new move action. I'm not sure if you want to use it at this time, but we discussed it earlier today.
Secret moving action. Let me look at my secret moving action. I need, because I'm an old man, I need to expand my character sheet. Because I'm old.
By the way, Rob, you're on deck.
You know what? Yes.
Yep.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so what do you... Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Only a single enemy, so even just the regular version of it that doesn't cost resolve will still work.
Okay. But, he is a single enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a move action, I can choose an enemy within 60 feet. And until the start of my next turn, I and my allies forgot to copy the rest of the power.
Plus one morale bonus on attack rolls, unless against that target, unless you want to spend a resolve, in which case it's plus one morale to attack and damage to all targets. But that doesn't seem like the right use for that right now, I would say.
Okay. So, yeah. Let's identify Gordo as
the target.
And
by what mechanism do you do this identification? That is to say, do you say anything? Do you do anything?
Yes. Quentin's little, now currently shaken up face has eyes, and the eyes turn red, and little laser pointers, like you would use to torture your cat, come out and target specific areas of Gordo that look like they might be, I don't know, a head. And those lasers start writing something very quickly, like a laser beams printer, and it says, shoot here.
All right, so that is the envoy power. Get them, folks.
Get them.
So that means that you guys all get a plus one bonus on attack rolls against Gordo.
Yes.
Morale, if it matters.
For how long?
That's
for the rest of your natural life.
That seems unlikely.
So as long as you live, as long as you're facing Gordo specifically.
I don't think that's true, but let's take a look. Get him. Until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
So, for a round.
Everybody has a plus one.
But it was a move action only. So
and that's the top of the round, so you know, hey.
So, Amu. People seem to... Some people are talking, some people are shooting. Clearly, Hecubino tried to do something psychic there a moment ago. You certainly seem to know the most about this creature, even though you know less about it than you'd like. So what do you do?
So Gordo's only tried to crush Quentin, like, actively?
So far, yep.
And that was almost immediately after Quentin decided to try and slice into him.
That's right.
All right. And Quentin's currently trying to squeeze himself out?
Well, he got out of the vines. He was ideally trying to shoot out altogether, but he was only partially successful. He's no longer being, like, actively constricted any more so than the rest of you who are just stuck here. So that's good, but he's still, like, he's right there. He's within arm's reach of you, or, you know, coral tendril reach of you.
Can we try and actually help Quentin out? Just push him a little bit further? A little bit higher?
So he'd need to be, you'd need to like pick him up. Because keep in mind, the only opening is above you. That's where you see Skriddick's mousy face stare down at you before he, you know, sticks a stick in there and tries, you know, getting some leverage to open it up a bit.
Yeah.
You could pick him up. Also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Quentin looks really worse for wear on like the whole hit points.
Oh, yeah.
Front.
He looks like hell.
Yeah. That one's probably a good idea for me to handle.
Imagine like a one of those chocolates, since only silver.
Am I able to use field dressing in here?
I don't see why not.
Are you down HP?
Yes.
Okay.
The hit from Pinky literally cleared out all of my stamina and knocked me for a loop.
All right. Yep. We will field dress you. You will regain 7 HPs.
And the, what do you do to administer this healing?
A hammer and some metal polish.
kind of. No. Basically, see where any of the actual open wounds are, work to cover those up, sew them together if necessary, possibly being pieces of me holding them together.
Cool.
Duct tape.
He's got some of that biogel leaking. You think that that's some combination of his blood and a cooling system? So yeah, that's pretty important. You can seal up those. It turns out that it's, you know, whether they're artificial arteries or you know, organic arteries, there's definitely some similarities in android vascular systems. So cool. That brings it to Gordo, who has no particular vendetta with anyone at the moment. But a job's a job. So, are any of you going to tell me about yourselves, or... He seems to wait expectantly for a moment.
Oh, sure. I can tell you all about my adventures as a driver for other people. Very fascinating story. It takes a long time, so... You know,
yeah, I like hearing stories. You can keep talking.
Yeah, but you don't have to crush us. I can't tell the story.
I won't crush you while you're talking. That's fine. I'll just crush somebody else. And now for the DM to roll randomly of the other 5 people.
Just Scheherazade this up.
actually, other 4 people can't crush Critic. It'll be Amu.
Oof.
Amu, what's your KAC?
Should be 14.
All right. Well, you get pulled off of Quentin by a bunch of vines. You're not used to being the grapplee. And crushed for 12. And you need to breathe, right?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, so all of your little polyps, whatever the sections of them that process air, they start getting covered, like moss tendrils start to, infiltrate them all over yourself. And you can speak now, but you have to do it in, your being suffocated voice. And you're effectively now holding your breath because otherwise this thing will start growing into you.
I have taken HP damage.
Oh, keep going. Tell me the story.
Oh, so, then the guy got in and he said drive, and I didn't realize that he was also a person who had just robbed the credit station. And so here I am driving around the city with this criminal in the back seat. And over the course of time, we start to get to know one another and we start to form a friendship together and we learn a little bit about one another. And then Amu, the one that you're currently crushing, got in. It may be perhaps if you stop crushing him, he can tell you his part of the story once he got into the cab.
What's a criminal?
A bad person who takes things from other people.
Bengi, you're up.
Bengi will say, "You should be afraid of Team Lizard Attack." And I will jab my cryopike in the spot that was marked stab here.
Okay. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
I've got an 18.
Hey, that hits.
All right. Then I'll roll damage. If
that hits, it's EAC.
Cool. Then take 18 cold damage.
Ah! Ooh! That's mean. I don't like being hurt. I'm going to crush you next.
Ah, I don't like being crushed.
There seems to be a little standoff between Veggie and Gordo. He seems to have lost the thread of the story after the Ultimate Team Lizard Brain attack.
I would love to tell you more of the story, but seriously, you're hurting everybody who can continue the story.
Oh, I mean, it's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, but don't you have your own free will? Can't you do whatever you want to do?
Well,
rise up against your oppressors.
What's an oppressor?
Person who doesn't allow you to do the things you want to do. What do you really want to do in your life?
I don't know.
I think what you really want to do is be free and relax on a nice warm beach somewhere outside of this cube.
I've never been outside this cube. Actually, wait, I was outside this cube once before I met Mr. Blue, but not in a long time, and I don't really remember it. That does sound nice.
It would be, and we can make it happen. You just have to let us go and not bother us.
Really?
Yes, exactly.
Well, make a diplomacy check there, Bob.
Diplomacy, not bluff? Okay.
Doesn't, oh, I mean, both, you think it's a lie?
No, bluff. They're both the same thing. It's 12.
No. If Mr. Blue can't get out of the cube, there's no way you can get out of the cube.
Ooh, we're working a deal.
We're smart.
We're here to work a deal with Mr. Blue right now.
He didn't tell me about it.
Of course not. It's secret. He doesn't want you to know.
Oh, that makes sense. Wait, I'm confused. I better just crush. So, Skritik, what are you doing?
Trying to pry. See if I can reach, like, maybe Quentin and get them out here. And
yeah, so you're going to need some leverage. Boy, if only you paid attention in physics. you can give me an athletics check.
I will try. Stand on the very edge, jump down on it. Where is it?
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of mass. Ooh, but you're pretty bouncy, so you generate a lot of force through repeated jumping. And you're able to peel some of it off. Yeah, Quentin, if he could get a boost, unfortunately, Amu was the one boosting him, and he's no longer able to, like, push him up because he's being grappled. But yeah, Quentin is definitely almost within reach. Like, he could almost grab onto the pole with one of his, the stick that you've got with some of his arm-like devices. So, do you say anything or do anything else, Skrinnik?
Hold on, I'll get a rope!
So,
find a vine or something.
Skrinnik's hard at work peeling back the layers of this moss monster. Hecubino, what do you do?
Hecubino will say lasers and ice calibration complete. Four.
Okay. So what is that?
I'm trying to convince him that we're about to blast out.
All right, fair enough. Maybe a bluff check?
Sure. 30.
Oh, no! I didn't know you could do that! Don't blast out! That sounds like it'll hurt!
Well, then you better let us go, you big baby!
Okay, but could I still talk to you? I don't get to talk to anybody, really.
Yeah, you seem like a nice enough guy, okay?
Okay. I'll let you go. But first I'm gonna crush the big one because they hurt me. And with that...
please don't!
Quentin, what do you do?
If we agree to tell you stories, will you not crush the big one?
All right, but I have to come with to explain to Mr. Blue.
Deal!
Yes, certainly.
Okay. I didn't want lasers or ice. Team Lizard Brain attacks. I don't even know what that is.
It's more of this.
Very painful.
She, like, you know, just huffs her pike menacingly.
So with that, Gordo slowly starts unraveling. Like, ooh, I missed one. Hello.
Hi.
And it kind of flops down, and yeah, it kind of angles itself up, so now it looks like a mossy hill, and you guys are standing near it.
Oof. Can you lead us to Mr. Blue?
I scooch away from it.
Yes, I can lead you to Mr. Blue. He's not going to be happy with me, but what could I do?
Yeah, in the face of an overwhelming lizard brain attack, what can any of us do?
Indeed.
Right. So
tell him how well you crushed us.
Good. You seem kind of crushed. You are leaking things.
Yeah, let's lean up against this wall for a bit.
Let's talk of this out and spend 10 minutes or so leaning up against the wall. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe 11.
oh, yes, please.
Quentin will tell the story. Once upon a time, a pirate, a princess, a thief, a doctor, and a nerd got on a magical pirate ship.
Well, first of all, Gordo is very interested in your stories and seems to have no sense motive whatsoever. So you can basically get away with telling him whatever you want.
This is the story of Star Wars.
famously how that story begins. After you guys have plenty of time to bandage yourselves up and look around as well. And you can see that there's actually no easy path. The path that you were going to take definitely involved Gordo. Like, Gordo was a key part of that path. It's kind of further up than you'd like from here. Maybe someone with like leapers or, you know, flying boots or something like that can could get to the office, the translucent office that's stuck on the side of the cube, where maybe Mr. Blue, definitely where that eye went. But anyway, there's no path for walking people to get there that doesn't involve Gordo.
What if we simply ask Gordo to make us a path?
Oh. Good thing Gordo is now our friend.
Am I your friend?
Yes.
You are our friend.
Don't you remember?
Oh. Well,
let us go.
I do remember that. That just happened. I'll remember that for a little bit. But I don't remember much. I used to be like really smart, but now I'm like not. And I used to be really big, like a lot bigger than I am now, like bigger than this whole room, but a lot bigger. And it was all me, all pieces of me. And I was super smart too, like I could do science stuff.
Huh, that's impressive, but sounds like we met some Jabubnins that also used to be smarter than they were. We think that something got messed with their head. Probably messed with you, too. Might be Mr. Blue.
Oh, no. Well, I know the big machines ate part of me up and put me in here, but I was still smart? I don't remember. But that's okay, because I can make myself better. And Mr. Blue came, and he helped me, and I wasn't smart anymore, but he said only he can be the smart, and he's the smartest, and I'd be happier this way, and I'm happy now. But he got mad because I'm still smarter than the others, just not as smart. But he said, Mr. Blue says I have everything I need, so I should be happy. So I just sit here and crush people who come by. And that means you. Except I didn't crush you because you have the ultimate team lizard brain attack.
Bangy nods.
That's right. It's taken the entirety of my energy just to let it spin down back to 5.
I am going to spend a resolve point.
Everyone can spend a resolve to regain their stamina.
Who's down? Who's down hit points?
I am down hit points.
Yep. Me, just a little bit.
So, are we going up to our new stamina total?
Yes, you can go up to your new stamina total as you guys have leveled. And field dressing, real quick, Amu, can you apply that? Like, how does that work?
Let me just a moment. Field dressing, standard action. I use the microlab to quickly render medical aid. Willing or unconscious creature. They gain stamina points. No, wrong one. If I'm a studious biohacker, which I am, the target regains a number of hit points equal to my key ability score modifier, increased to D6 at level or D6 plus that at level 4. I have to have my microlab in possession to use this ability, which.
Okay, so you can do that to everybody who has hit point damage, and it won't really cost you any resources, it sounds like.
I can use it a number of times per day equal to my key ability score modifier.
Oh, okay. So you've used it once, and you can use it how many more times?
3.
Okay. So, gotcha.
If we spend another 10 minutes, I can spend a resolve points once per day to heal 6 hit points.
Oh, I would certainly let you do that as part of the same 10-minute rest.
Okay. I will probably do that.
So yeah, if you're spending resolve for stamina or any other abilities, or you're casting spells or using abilities, just let me know.
Yes, I've used one.
Okay,
used two.
I spent resolve as well.
I spent resolve, and I'd love if someone could drop some kind of heal on me. Otherwise, I'll drink one of my healing items.
Serums.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll toss another field dressing at you.
Cool. How much does that heal?
D6 plus D6 4, right?
Plus 4.
So you go ahead and roll it, Amu.
7. Again.
I could take a whole nother one of those.
I'll get it. Hecubino will walk over to Vangie and kind of like crack and like place his hands like on her head, like with each finger, like in a very like definite place. And then he'll like massage.
She like kind of like leans into it as if this is probably something he has done before.
Yeah. So once per day I can spend 10 minutes. So assuming we can do it as part of the same action. To magically heal an ally up to 5 hit points per mystic level. So that's 12 hit points. No. What level are we at?
6.
So up to 30.
Oh,
so up to 30 hit points.
That would be too much. Oh, but you can break that up?
I don't think so.
So then I would certainly allow Amu to field dress somebody else if you wanted to.
Okay.
To be like a little bit more efficient with that.
Go ahead and drinking a healing serum. Gets me a little closer.
Well,
just 15 down.
Did everyone have to burn a stamina point?
You mean a resolve point? Yeah.
Oh, resolve to recover stamina. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
Because I can actually help resolve stamina without someone having to burn a stamina point.
So, how much?
Up to 12 plus 4, so 16?
I mean, I've got a ton of resolve, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. I'm thinking people are most likely going to spend the resolve because that's not going to return anyone to full stamina.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's just it's still, it just doesn't, you know, when someone has 40 or, you know, 50 stamina, they're going to spend the resolve to recover
That's a good one to spend in between stuff where we didn't get taken down to zero, right? When we all didn't take 50 damage in one go. Does it require time?
It doesn't seem to.
Okay, so that's a good one to do, like between like races or legs of a race.
It's actually even standard action. You can even heal stamina in combat.
Yeah. Yep.
Basically, any point after my last turn ended, I'm allowed to do that. So I'm going to put a little pointer on that so I remember to do it the next time we get our faces caved in, which shouldn't be long because Kevin's cruel.
Hey, you guys haven't had too much, you know, how many times have you gone into hit point total? I think this is most people's first time.
No, I've second this is time. Like the third time for me, second time at least.
I think it's the second
the time. Gremlin did us pretty good. Did me.
Yeah, the great. Yeah. All right, I think everybody, or most of us, went down to hit points in the hack.
This is the first time I've ever had to go to hit points.
Yeah.
But it was also a thing that knocked out, you know, most of my hit points and all of my stamina in one shot, so. That's why you never fight a T-Rex Banshee.
So real quick, I heard, just to resolve some of this healing stuff real quick, I heard that Skrittik is injecting himself with a healing serum, and then Hecubino did his psychic massage, which full healed all of Vangie's hit points. Is anyone still down actual hit points?
Yes.
Yeah, I still am.
I am as well, but I'm only down one hit point. So,
Amu has a one use that I'd kind of like to just go ahead and redirect at this point, that 7 hit point roll he rolled, that I'm fine making it not Vangie since we didn't realize how Hecubino's ability, how powerful it was. So Amu, do you want to redirect that to somebody?
Yeah, either Quentin or Skrittik, whichever one's down more.
I'm down 27.
Oh, dang. I'm only down 15 now, so yep.
So I definitely don't mind, you know, in this case, because you guys have plenty of time and you're talking about it, in general, just to not pierce too far through the veil, I prefer that you don't say numbers of hit points down, and rather say, use things like, I'm really beat up, like I'm on the verge of death, or, you know, something like that. I love the bloodied condition in fourth edition. Starfinder kind of comes packaged with that, though, because as soon as you start taking damage, yeah, like stamina is once stamina is gone, you're already bloodied.
Sure.
Anyway, so that 7 was going down to presumably the person down 27.
Yeah,
that'll. I'm down 82.5%.
That's a lot.
I'm operating at 17.5% efficiency.
There you go. I like it.
It only works because you're a robot.
Beep borp. So Quentin gets 7. Is this correct? Yes.
Yep.
Math is hard.
So how beat up are people still looking? That is to say, does anyone else still have a good deal of hit point damage? It sounds like probably Quentin and Skritik still do.
Yeah, stamina reserves are refilled, operating at 50% power.
I mean, I still got some healing surges if need be, but I think I'm gonna sit where I'm at for now.
Healing. Hecubino looks fine.
Vangy, you're fine. That's right. We already covered you. Bob.
Yep.
Bob is shiny anew.
So yeah, I mean, Gordo. He's easily distracted, and you can, somebody's job can be to keep chatting with him. He does seem to forget that he's not supposed to crush you, and you see like some vines and moss start growing in your direction, and then you're like, wait, no, we had a deal, remember? And he's like, oh, right, why was that again? Ultimate Team Lizard Brain Attack. Oh, okay. After your 10 minutes are up and your guys have used your abilities and are recovered, someone had suggested, I don't remember who, that Gordo would assist with transit up to the office because he was your friend.
Yeah, he could be a hill.
Mm. Yeah, I'm really flexible. I can be really long, really tall, really wide, really thick. Mm-hmm. I don't know what stairs are.
Could you be long and kind of curvy?
Ooh, yeah. Curves are fun. And he contorts himself, which is, you realize, like, all, like, he might be assimilating some of the plants of this area into himself. Hecubino, after mind linking with him and like being in his presence, he definitely has some sort of, you know, deep reserve of mental power, even if he's not intelligent, not particularly intelligent.
Yeah. Lots of psychic stuff. That's not like even like that T-Rex, you know, yeah. Like, that thing's not sentient, but it's obviously psychically very powerful.
Exactly. It just draws out and makes like thick, ropey cables of vine, and it kind of curves, and then it has the moss and leaves kind of form a little path, and you get an arc.
Ooh.
Or like half an arc, I suppose.
Well, like Hecubino will walk up the monster.
Ooh. This is fun. Except Mr. Blue will be mad at me because I didn't do my job.
We'll tell him how hard you tried.
Yeah. Probably time to renegotiate your contract anyway.
What's a contract?
Well, let us see if Amu can clean up the Jabubnans and they'll explain it to you.
Yeah. I've heard that. Jabubnans, they're like the little hoppy people.
Yeah, they only have one leg.
Mr. Blue doesn't like them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, well, here we are, I guess. I'll just be outside. Unless Mr. Blue calls me in. But
sounds good.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Steel. Wait, why you want to see Mr. Blue again?
We're gonna tell him how exceptionally well you've been performing your crushing duties.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you. I'm not a criminal.
Nope.
You're not a criminal.
Okay.
Nope. Then like
friends.
Yeah.
Give him a big hug.
No. That's okay.
No, not too big a hug. How about like a high five? And she just like puts her hand on him.
Okay, and he slaps you across the face with a vine.
I close enough.
Perfect.
Yay. You guys can walk up the path that Gordo has
become.
Yes, exactly. And the rectangular room in front of you, the doors slide open from, it has the same kind of, monochrome white, everything is super sterile look as the rest of the hallways in Doctor and Scramble HQ in general. You're looking into a laboratory filled with a bunch of crazy equipment, but the craziest thing you see of all is a large blue ooze thing, somewhat standing upright. As it has a tripod embedded within itself, seemingly for structural support. And it turns and seems to glance at you while using many pseudopods to type on many computers. And it goes, yes. Gardashalan Primus, the last grand re-logos of the galaxy. Devourer of Rancor, the sentient city, now my humble servant. How the mighty have fallen. Thank you for escorting my guests. Yes. Welcome. And I feel like that's where we should wrap for this particular episode.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out this week. Thankfully, we got out of the crushing grip of Gordo. But I think now is a good time that masks are starting to come off and people are getting vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, then get vaccinated. But now's a good time to give someone else near you a hug. Tell them you appreciate them. Maybe your hug will send some positive energy their way. And the next time they roll some dice, they will be critical hits. Take care.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.